This is KCUR 89.3. Chris Hazleton's band The Boogaloo 7 regularly plays at the Green Lady Lounge on Friday nights. They just released a record that captures that live sound. Hazleton recently spoke with KCUR's Chuck Haddix about his record label, his church, and playing one of American music's most recognizable instruments, the Hammond B3 organ.
It's kind of interesting because this is a throwback in a number of ways. First of all, because it's soul jazz, a genre that really originates in the 1960s when you have a blending of the soul music as emerging and particularly the organ music that was coming up in the 50s and 60s. Can you tell us a little bit about the soul jazz tradition?
Yeah, you know, it was where jazz musicians kind of intersected with the soul and the funk genres of the mid-60s, early 70s. You know, you had guys that could really kind of cross genres if need be. And, that, you know, they were employed in a lot of clubs where dancing was a priority. And so you had to play something that would move the feet.
You know, there's also a long tradition of jazz organ in Kansas City.
Absolutely.
Is there a particularly distinctive sound of Kansas City organ, shall we say?
I would like to think that it swings a little harder, it grooves a little bit heavier. I've found that guys from other parts of the country, if you will, seem to play it with a little bit more finesse and a little less grit.
When it comes to Hammond B3, it's a common instrument not only to jazz, but also to church. And there's two streams of American music, and you've got a foot in one stream at the Green Lady Lounge, and also another stream in your church.
Centennial United Methodist at 19th and Woodland.
You're the music director there. How do you approach the two streams of American music differently?
You know, I think it's a lot less of a performance at church. It truly is a ministry, trying to reach people. Although I do say that the two sides are not exclusive, because oftentimes I get people after church saying, "Hey, I almost felt like I was in the club."
Well, there's one common denominator, and that's soul. And that's always at the heart of Chris Hazleton's music. Also, you have your own record label, the Sunflower Soul record label.
That's right.
How'd that come about?
You know, this band specifically, when we started deciding to record, I really thought that, you know, that it needed to be heard in a very lo-fi kind of a analog sound. And I just decided that I needed to take the reins over and do it myself if I was going to do it right. And so we've pressed a couple of different 45s, and I've released a couple of other groups on 45s. And this is the first LP for the label. There's only a handful of places that still press vinyl in the United States, and so they are all so backlogged that to get them pressed, it takes several months. And so we actually recorded this record over a year ago, and now the hard work and patience is starting to come to fruition.
All right, and what's in the future for Chris Hazleton and the Boogaloo 7?
I think we got another 45, at least in the works. We haven't recorded it yet, but we've got a tune picked out for another single here coming up soon. You know, we're gonna try and push this album a little bit.
All right, well, Chris Hazleton, the Boogaloo 7, their new release, Soul Jazz Fridays, recorded live at the Green Lady Lounge. Chris, keep bringing us this Soul Jazz Fridays, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks once again for stopping by.
That was Chuck Haddix, host of The Fish Fry on KCUR 89.3, speaking with Chris Hazelton in a story produced by Matt Hodapp.